think for many years, it has been a source of national shame, Tila Fushi. All the waste we have produced since 1992, all the kitchen waste, all the plastic waste, all the chemical waste, all the waste that is coming from resort construction, everything has been dumped to this lagoon. And now a landfill that has become an island, an island that is reclaimed from waste, essentially. And for many, many years, this dump site has been burning openly because we have not managed our waste all these years. Conservative estimate shows that we produce at least about 20,000 tons of plastic annually in the Maldives, and just about 5% of that is recycled. The rest either ends up in landfills, or it's burnt, or in the ocean. Than it was before, because we have a lot of plastics, styrofoams, packaging, you know, all the stuff that comes with tourism and also development. Local population is also very, you know, dependent on all imported stuff. Everything has packaging. The easiest to convince in many ways is the population of these small communities, because they are, you know, very much interested in a solution, and they are very conscious, and they know the damage it is doing.
We started to implement import ban of some of the most common single-use plastics in the Maldives. Just in December last year, we started to implement an amendment to ban production of single-use plastics in the Maldives as well, which is going to come into effect in June this year. So we are ahead of the game, but I also realized that there's a lot more we need to do.
I think in order to bring the change, in order to make a difference, you need to own something that is not right. You need to believe it. You need to know that something is not right. And now we believe that. And believing is not enough. You need to act upon it. So now we have a solution devised, strategized, that has a circular flow around the entire system. Waste can be reduced, it has to be reduced, it has to be recycled, but also we need to find a way to deal with the existing waste. No one's going to take our waste from us, because the waste is something that we generated, so we better take care of it.